You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show at 6:05 a.m. Got some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, let's go with the bad news.
Oh, boy. Have they never seen the movie Arachnophobia? This is how it starts.
Are they mutating large spiders?
No, but they lost some of them. So animal rescuers are warning of possible bird-eating tarantulas on the loose in Britain. After three baby spiders were found in a parking lot, there were 10 pots found on the side of a parking lot in Derbyshire, England, and rescuers discovered three baby Brazilian tarantulas in the pots. Two of the pots were broken after apparently being struck by cars, leading the animal rescue group to suspect the baby tarantula's parents might be on the loose. The tarantulas, which can grow to have a leg span of up to 10 inches, may be unlikely to survive for very long in the wild due to their preference for hot and humid climates unless they eat a lot of birds and cats and babies. I made that last part up.
Oh, okay.
Dear Brazil, stop bringing your crazy ass giant bird-eating spiders on planes and to different countries.
I don't blame the Brazilians. I blame a couple of loony English people that thought, let's bring these home as pets.
No, I think it's the I think it's Brazilians exporting them out.
You think so?
Like, and also, hey, TSA and the international version of TSA, what the hell you're called? How are you gonna let that get through?
I mean, you can have a tarantula as a pet. Maybe that's
a
thought.
I can't bring a bottle of water, but you can bring a bird-eating tarantula on a plane? No.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. No, I can't bring toenail clippers. You're not going to allow me to clip my nails during this flight?
Do you know what's worse than mother effing snakes on a plane? Mother effing bird-eating tarantulas on a plane.
Yes. Yes.
Sounds way worse.
And now you've ruined England.
The whole country of England.
Can't go there.
I was about to go, and now I'm not.
Nope, it's done.
Yep. No, they are fuzzy, big things.
They eat birds. Ugh. How do they catch the birds? They leap at them in the sky.
That's what my guess was.
That is bad. That is really bad news.
That's bad news.
We're just going to have to, you know, just get out the old eraser. All the globes, all the maps out there. Just go ahead and erase
the UK. The whole island.
I thought you were going to say erase Brazil.
No. The whole island of the United Kingdom.
Yep. Okay. Just go.
Not allowed to go there anymore.
Just quarantined.
All right.
Cancel the British Open that's scheduled for this week. Yep. The whole bit.
Sorry, Jordan Spieth.
Yeah. Some good news, though. How about this?
What's that?
Firefighters in lovely upstate New York helped out a presumably hungry raccoon that got its head stuck inside of a mayonnaise jar.
Mm.
I respect this raccoon's hustle. Ithaca Fire Department says the raccoon was spotted in a tree. Both city firefighters and a State Department of Environmental Conservation officer got the animal down. They placed the raccoon in a large plastic tub and freed its head. So they were like, is that a raccoon in a tree wearing a mayonnaise jar?
As a little hat.
It is. The critter was last seen running towards a nearby creek after they released it.
I don't like this.
What do you mean you don't like it?
Because this rabid raccoon.
It's not a rabid raccoon.
He wanted mayonnaise.
Who has a panache for horrible condiments.
No, horrible condiments.
Yeah,
mayo is not nasty.
Mayo is the worst of all condiments.
No, you're a real son of a bitch. Who would say that?
I'm going to put my flag in the ground right here, Dave, and say mayo is the worst of all condiments.
It is not.
No, it certainly is.
No. Mayo is better than ketchup. I said it.
It is.
Yep.
No, not even close.
And mustard is the best. Deal with it.
Mustard's pretty solid. But cheese, as we all know, is the best condiment.
Cheese is not a condiment.
Cheese, sir.
I was going to say,
is a condiment.
It's not referred to as a
cheese
condiment.
Really? Is cheese.
Really? Because guess what? Can you pour cheese? Yep. Can you dip stuff in cheese? Yep. Can you put it on a burger? Yep. Thus making it a condiment.
You don't squeeze it or pour it onto a burger.
Bet. I got Shake Shack the other day.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
Postmates it. Because I was too lazy to drive to downtown Summerlin.
You don't even know how it was put on there.
Oh, I know. They gave you a little ramekin of cheese, and I dipped my burger into that.
That wasn't for your burger. That was for your fries.
Yeah.
No. I ordered a separate ramekin of cheese for my burger specifically.
Well, you can order. You can dip whatever you want in it. I mean,
thus making it a condiment.
It's not a condiment.
And like I said,
does that make lettuce a condiment?
Or onions?
You can't dip anything in lettuce. Doesn't work. You can't pour lettuce out. No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Get it out of a bag.
If you had something sticky, you could dip it right into the lettuce. It would attach to it.
Unless you have one of those things like they have with the ketchup things where you're like, and it comes out of a little tiny spout.
You need to grease your ketchup thing.
That's a dirty ketchup thing.
Third theater of the mind, you know. I can't just make that motion and let the people who are driving to work right now.
What noise does it make?
That's the noise that my cheese dispenser. They sell, like, at the movies, they've got those. Butter also could be considered a condiment as well, though not nearly as good as cheese. Cheese is by far and away the best condiment on earth.
One more time. Mahoney is DJ Cheese Whiz.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, not Monday, not Wednesday, but Tuesday. Looking at food. So I wasn't here yesterday because I was too busy burning down the damn Statue of Liberty because France won the World Cup and I lost $700, and the World Cup is now over. So long, everybody. Till next time, take care of yourself and each other. That's what Jerry Springer says.
Message deleted.
So Ivan the Blind Mexican is going to show up a day late and $700 short without a World Cup update, but kind of give us a World Cup update. Not cool.
And talk about burning down the Statue of Liberty. They gave that to us.
That's ours.
It's no longer France's.
And quote Jerry Springer.
It doesn't represent France. It represents America. It's the Statue of Liberty. I did like the Jerry Springer quote. Yeah, that was nice. That was good.
His show's going off the air.
I know. After, what, like 25 years or whatever?
Most of you probably didn't realize that it was still on the air.
I didn't.
The question is, the real question about Jerry Springer going off the air, will Steve Wilkos continue?
Of course he will. He has nothing else to do.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Sorry to Ivan the Blind Mexican, who apparently had that parlay with Croatia. I guess you didn't see that one coming, huh, buddy?
Message deleted.
Zing.
Yeah.
Because he's blind, you see.
Yeah, I get it.
No, and also he's a really bad bettor. I don't know why you would put all
Hedge
that money.
Hedge the bet, man.
Yes. Hedge did you not bet. Listen to us? You're not deaf. You are blind. You are not deaf. We said hedge that bet because guess what's better than $700 or better than $0? $350.
Sure.
No, that's good.
Ivan, I will say that you're not alone in losing a lot of money in sports betting, though, so don't feel bad. You'll bounce back, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Because we always do, right?
Yeah. Please leave a message.
Worked out so well for us.
Hey, yeah. So, good morning. So, a couple weeks ago, I got on your guys' Bites and Binges. Mahoney was talking about Bomb Taco, getting that brisket taco curly fried carne asada fries, which sounded amazing. Happened to be in the area. Tried it out. I kid you not. That is like the starter kit to becoming Fat Mahoney. Jesus Christ. The brisket taco is pretty legit, but it was carne asada curly fries. Holy crap, I should have had three other people help me eat that because I barely even put a dent in it. But seriously, brisket taco, legit.
Message deleted.
Binges and Bites coming up at 8:50 this morning.
And speaking of a starter kit to becoming fat, today, Dave, as you may have noticed, the fine attire that I am wearing in front of you.
Yeah. I did notice. Yes, you are wearing a blue palm branch palm leaf Tommy Bahama shirt.
The summer of Bahama has begun.
Oh boy.
Oh dang.
You know, it's like the already halfway through summer, right?
This is the sweatshirts, right?
This is,
like
this
the
sweatsuits.
Sweatsuits, there you go.
Tracksuits.
Tracksuits.
They're not sweatsuits. Sweatsuits are for poor people. Tracksuits are for high affluent gentlemen such as myself. Same as the Tommy Bahama. This says sort of successful, soonly, quickly approaching mid-age.
Okay.
No, that says firmly in, like, past mid-age. Huh. No one under 50 wears Tommy Bahama shirts.
I do.
I know. That's right. The problem.
But you know what?
The Dave Mahoney Morning Show stopped being cool.
We were never cool.
July 17th, 2018.
But you know what? I was skeptical, and then you came in, and I'm like, you know what? Looks pretty
good.
Looks pretty good.
100% silk, sir. It breathes. There's a lot of breathability in this fine garment, and I will say the summer of Bahama will continue.
How does it feel in your nipples?
Oh man, beautiful. That's like they're not that no no coarseness at all. Nips not blasting out. It's just a beautiful light dress shirt. And you know what? If you want to check it out at David Mahoney, we'll throw a photo up for you. I'll do a little modeling shoot for you.
Can I do it
all week long?
Oh God!
All new shirts every single day this week.
This guy. Take a picture.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You guys are always talking crap about Facebook and how you guys love Instagram and Facebook is for old people. And I'm here like 27-year-old. Facebook isn't for old people, man. It's still a hip. So I go to this Italian restaurant and there's a very old couple sitting next to us. They're probably swingers. Who knows? And the lady takes a picture of her food and says, "Oh, let me put this on Facebook." And that put the nail in the coffin. Instagram. Here I come. You guys suck.
Message deleted.
Sorry for ruining your favorite social media platform, but Facebook sucks.
It does.
And it's not just old people. It's angry people. Yeah. Like, it is people who just want to argue about politics. Or, like, there's not enough memes. There's not enough cute animals.
Can we go back to how things used to be where everyone used to pretend their life was fake and they were in a great place?
Happy.
That's what Instagram is. Facebook, there's too much arguing about politics and guns and everything else. Nobody wants to see that crap.
No.
We've all had our fill. Yeah. Twitter is just doom and gloom.
Twitter is a wasteland of negativity, and I usually embrace the negativity, yeah. But I go, whoo.
Yeah,
it
has to be a balance because you log on to Twitter and it's like, we're all going to die. The world is over.
Everything's
and
wrong.
And then you log on to Instagram and it's like, here's a picture of Greece and a chick in a bikini. You're like, I like this better.
And let me follow some, you should follow food blogs as well.
What?
Food blogs. You should follow them as well.
Flu blogs?
Flu blogs.
I went to that ride once.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We are just getting bored.
I can't do this.
It's top stories.
So the highest paid celebrities in the world. Number one, a local celebrity. Who do you suppose it is?
Wayne Newton.
No.
Carrot Top?
Nope.
Chris Angel.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather, $285 million this past year. It's all because of the Conor McGregor fight, of course, but $285 million is ridiculous. Coming in at number two, the best year of his career, George Clooney, $239 million, and it's because...
That tequila or vodka, whatever he's in, right?
Yeah, Diageo purchased Casamigos, was the tequila company that he founded, and so, he had the best year of his career. Coming in at number three, prepare to barf all over yourself, Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, this is insane. The cover of Forbes last week, I don't know if you guys talked about this when I was out, but she was on the cover of Forbes saying that she could be the first or the youngest person ever to be a self-made billionaire.
Yep.
I don't know if Forbes understands what self-made means.
You think Forbes would know what that means?
Because
that meant,
you come from a rich family that are all celebrities and that they... have backed you with their celebrity play and their money doesn't really scream of self-made to me.
Well, but that's
especially when you are mom.
It's different than being,
you know, who self-made?
Somebody who inherits, $900 million.
Well, you come from a rich family that are pushing your fame, that they were famous before you, and they transfer their fame onto you and their money to push your products.
It was a good
step. That does not scream self-made. You know what's self-made? Jeff Bezos. He was a nerd in a closet selling books, and now he's the richest man in the world, and he looks like a Jack gorilla now.
The richest man in modern history. And if you haven't seen the before and after pictures of Jeff Bezos, it's ridiculous.
That's what $150 billion will do to you. It'll turn you from a squiveling little nerd to a jacked-ass gorilla wearing a vest.
Yeah, like, you better buy my books.
I'm wearing an outdoors vest. I do outdoorsy things.
Judge Judy came in at number four, $147 million.
Really? I hate Judge Judy so much.
And The Rock came in at number five. Judge Judy made more than The Rock last year.
I was going to say, you'd think it would be like, roles would be reversed.
Well, that's what's reported by The Rock. I still feel like there's celebrities who made way more than this. Look at Robert Downey Jr. The money he has to be seen off the back end of Infinity War.
Yeah.
Is got to be huge considering that made $2 billion.
Did you say Affinity War? That's a little different than Infinity War.
That's what I said. I said
Affinity War. Like, I like you so much.
I said Infinity.
I like you more.
No.
How dare you? I said infinity, you son of a bitch.
MGM Resort says that they are eliminating straws and no one really cares. Instead of automatically putting straws in beverages, MGM will now provide them only upon request at their 17 U.S. casinos. Straws are one of the most common littered items around the world and among the top 15 items found in the ocean. The buy-in from the guests has been almost immediate, said one executive director. Most people have the initial feeling of wanting a straw, but that is quickly dissipated, and now they're, you know, having to explain to just a couple of people why they're doing this initiative, and no one really cares.
It's just one of the things, like, I hate people who litter, first and foremost. Right. It's one of the worst things ever. There are very few things that enrage me, like seeing somebody just blatantly litter. Like, that is one of those moments where you snap and you see white because you're just being a lazy piece of crap. But I don't care about the straw thing. Not one bit. It's not going to really make a difference. People are going to find other ways. Just like, oh, Starbucks, we're going to eliminate stars. But we're going to give you this plastic lid that has just as much plastic, if not more, in it. So it's just like this feel-good, stupid cause of the moment that it's not going to last. And hey, let's make paper straws and let's cut down a whole bunch of trees. We're using finite resources. It's always going to be like that. How about the MGM? Why don't you focus on doing things for, like, not filing federal lawsuits against the victims of, you know,
the
shooting victims? That's a bad look. That's a bad look.
I was going to say, you're kind of onto something, because that's true. Like, why are you just going to eliminate the straws but then still have the cups? Like, the
it's publicity. It kind of makes sense. It doesn't really going to make any sort of real difference whatsoever.
I applaud it. I think straws are stupid. I've never liked straws.
Yeah. Really?
Every time the waitress comes over to the table, would you like a straw, and grabs a handful of straws in the little sleeves and then throws them on the table. I'm like, get out of here.
And then you throw it back.
Yeah.
No, I don't like them. That's garbage.
Caesars Entertainment breaking ground on a $375 million conference center. That's probably good for business here in Las Vegas. It's a 550,000 square foot Caesars Forum will be located behind the Link. Harrah's and Flamingo will connect them all via walkways. Caesars Entertainment already booked $700 million in convention business at the new property, according to the company's vice president of meeting and sales operations. So, again, a lot of locals will probably never step foot in it unless you're working there. But overall, this will bring a lot of hopefully new money to the city. So I'm not mad at it.
You charge for parking?
Of course you're charging for parking. And last but not least, a South Carolina woman who won $250 million from a scratch-off lottery ticket said she only bought the ticket because of a clerk's mistake. The Greenville woman said she was at a Red Robin's Foods in Greenville when the clerk mistakenly handed her the wrong scratch-off ticket. The woman said she decided to buy the $10 ticket anyways, ended up winning $250,000.
Do you cut the clerk in on that one?
She did say she was planning to pay it forward, whatever that means.
So she might be like, give the clerk.
She going to buy somebody a wrong scratcher?
I'm going to buy you one $10 ticket. Hopefully you win. One, see you later.
The one you don't want. Yeah.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
There's something you should know about Ian. He is fearless. He will go anywhere and talk to anyone regardless of the environment. In fact, he thrives on environments that maybe aren't exactly safe.
Mm-hmm.
He probably wouldn't go there if you had a lot to lose. However, Ian loves hanging out with people that...
Are you saying I don't have a lot to lose?
No, I'm just...
Dave, I have so much in my life.
I'm not saying that you don't have a lot to lose. I'm just saying that traditionally people that have a lot to lose wouldn't go there. I'm saying you're fearless. That's what separates you. You have a lot to lose, but you don't care. You're willing to risk it for the content of this show.
There are layers to that compliment. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Well,
and when I say fearless, I'm not just talking about going to the bar or laundromat over on Boulder Highway, which, as we've heard many a time, is full of sketchy people.
Yeah.
This, what you did this weekend, took it to the next level. You hung out with Jim the Birdman in downtown Las Vegas in this abandoned building that he calls a home that he swears the landlord doesn't want fixed up because it'll raise the property taxes on it. I don't think the guy really owns the place. I think he's paying rent to some dude who is just a squatter king. Anyway, you went into Jim the Birdman's home, his nest, as we've called it.
Yes, and now I have to do this because Jim does not have a cell phone, right. And also it's very tough for him to check his email a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when I'm downtown, I just pop over by his house, and I just have to yell through the window to see if he's home. And today, and this particular day, Jim was home and actually invited me in. Now, remember, it's July. He said... He was doing spring cleaning
In July.
He offered you a can of SpaghettiOs. Did these SpaghettiOs indeed have meatballs in them.
Yes, they did.
Oh. Did you indulge in the SpaghettiOs?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Why not? You turned down SpaghettiOs?
I had a lot to do the rest of that day, and if you would have seen his pots and pans.
A little.
Not
stop
a little.
Stop being a germaphobe. It's a man offering you a fine delicacy.
I was already in his nest. I think I still have a rash from sitting down.
Ah.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird. I got like this weird thing on like the back of my thigh.
Man, how's the guitar business going? You getting it off the ground or?
Did a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
But you know, guitars are on the way out. Oh. EDM is replacing the guitar, man.
How do you feel about EDM?
Well, I had a job as a security guard once at the EDC. Made $500 for 3 days' work, and all the people that were out there were very, very polite. They didn't give me any hassle.
How's the work right now?
It's on and off. Service thing, just like it was before. I think that one place has ditched. They have ditched the picket lines. I don't know what happened. If you go over here behind this Arco, there's a tree back there, and it's got one dead limb on it. We call it the Heckle and Jekyll Hotel, right? Every morning, first light, get myself a coffee and a donut and just sit there, listen to them wake up. It's like they got a little community center up there. It's like a little social club. They're bouncing around from one limb to the next, and they're just talking about all the they did that day.
Jim, how do you stay cool?
Well, I got the swamp cooler and I got four fans.
So are we feeding the pigeons right now?
There's one down here at the Burger King, down here at the Huntridge.
Mm.
And I call him Captain Ahab. His entire left foot is missing. And he looks like Peg Leg Pete the Pirate. And he's a crusty old geezer. And every time I go down there, he's down there. And the last time I was down here, he's all puffed up like a rooster. He's chasing the girls around the parking lot. He's a one-legged stud. And he don't let nothing stop him. See, dude, here's the trick. This is what they can teach us, so many things. Like, just have heart. Don't give up. So you only got one foot, so what? You can still be a stud. Man, go get you some, right? That's exactly what the old captain is doing. And he wasn't letting nothing stop him.
Now, Jim, speaking of studs, how's your love life?
Well, I try and imagine. Imagine being a 58-year-old guy that likes rock and roll and blues and old-timey hillbilly music and likes to feed pigeons and doesn't have a shiny new car. I'll let you put that together.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It is time for top stories. Anyone do any shopping on Amazon yesterday for Prime Day?
I looked, but I was just like, eh. Whatever.
Didn't find anything?
None of the deals were amazing. Most of the time, it's just a blowout of stuff they want to get out of the warehouse anyway. There was no, unless you are in the in the market for an Amazon product, like an Echo or that new video one that they have as
the
well.
The show, yeah.
Which, a little cheesy in my opinion. But
have you seen the Amazon look, the one that kind of grades your outfit?
Yeah, that's dumb.
The style one? Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
It's like you stand in front of it and takes a picture and then it grades your outfit. I'm like, yeah, boy.
What if, like, you're really feeling your outfit
and it's like,
and then it's like F.
Boo.
Like, oh, I guess I'll go change.
Yeah, I wish you would have just been, boo, you suck. You don't know how to dress yourself.
Are you colorblind? I don't know.
Well, Amazon suffered some glitches yesterday at the start of Prime Day, and so people were losing their minds because they were trying to, like a lot of the items will be claimed in a certain amount of time, and you have to go buy it in a, within a short window. Well, some people couldn't get access, and they were losing their stuff.
Well,
so
it's still going on, Dave, right now. If you want to get an Echo Dot, you can get one for just $29.99.
Yeah.
A Fire Cube, a Fire TV Cube for $89. So if you're looking for Amazon-branded products, then maybe it's a time. But it's not really that big of a sale.
That looked pretty cool was the, it's like a fire detector, and it goes in the ceiling.
Okay.
And it's like a fire detector and a carbon monoxide detector, all that stuff.
Oh,
but
nice.
Then it's also like an Amazon Echo. And so it's got, you can just talk to it and it'll play music for you or whatever.
Oh, it's like a 3-in-1 thing.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. But it's still $250. I'm like, I'll wait for that to come down to like $100.
Yeah.
I am wholly unimpressed with the sound quality that comes out of Amazon products, though. Like the Echo or the Dot.
It's just because you're an elitist and you have the HomePods and you require a certain amount of bass to be delighted.
It just doesn't. It just sounds like I'm listening out of a louder version of my phone.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm listening to music, I want to hear. You know, if I'm taking the time to listen to it, I want to hear it in its full clarity. So, not that I'm a snob, Dave.
You're a snob.
I just like music to sound the way it's supposed to be
wearing
heard.
Wearing a $300 Tommy Bahama shirt.
This is not a three. I got this for $65.
Did you?
Yeah, did you really?
This is on sale.
Boy. What a deal.
And how dare you try to come at me wearing my Tommy Bahama. You know I'm comfortable as hell right now. You know you're jealous.
I'm not jealous.
You're not comfortable enough in your own skin to be this comfortable like I am, sir.
I don't see Dave wearing a Tommy Bahama.
I will never, ever wear a Tommy Bahama shirt.
Because he's uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable.
No, he's wearing the super soft t-shirt.
I am so comfortable in my own skin that I'm comfortable in this shirt.
You're in your 30s. You shouldn't be wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt.
But I should, Dave.
It ages you.
I don't care. What am I trying to do? I'm engaged now.
Oh, that's so see, that's what care. It is. So you are done working out. Uh-huh. By the way, how much you want to sell that Peloton bike?
I'm not selling that thing.
Come on.
It's gonna raise in value.
Is it? Yeah, it's gonna go up.
That's right.
No.
I'm using it today.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No, you will not.
I'm going for a ride when I get home today.
Yeah, with your friends? Your friends in the studio in New York?
Alex Toussaint. He's my favorite instructor. He's my favorite instructor.
You have a favorite Peloton instructor wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt.
When was the last time you
went? What the hell happened to you, man?
What do you mean what happened
to me?
I'm living my best life.
You're not living your best life.
How are you telling me I'm not living my best life?
You have a favorite Peloton instructor?
Yes.
When was the last time you met him or you saw him?
I saw him. Last ride I did was right before we left for the vacation.
3 short weeks ago.
Yes. But now I'm back from vacation. Yeah. And today
you had your month
is,
off. Yeah.
Yes, I had 3 weeks off of working out. So today I get back into it. You know, my diet has begun already.
One of my favorite things is Mahoney at one point hit me up during the cruise. I guess he was on an island somewhere.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Hey man, I'm hella bored. What you doing?" I'm like, "What are you doing? Aren't you on a cruise?"
I didn't say I was bored, but I said Aaron was working out.
You said your girlfriend went to work out and you elected not to go work out with your new fiance.
Yeah.
So you had the opportunity to go work out.
Working out on vacation? That's crazy.
I will say that there is something to Mahoney's point, because every time I go on vacation, every time I pack workout clothes.
Yeah.
And every time I come home and unpack my unused workout clothes.
You are not on vacation if you are working out.
Vacation
is about relaxing and doing things that you don't get to do in everyday normal life.
You're saying that it would be a treat for you not to be able to work out for once? Okay,
or think about working out, you know? I don't want that.
It's the thought of working out that plagues you.
It tires me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Cover your ears.
Taylor is joining us this morning to play Cover Your Ears. Hey, Taylor, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. So here's how this game works. We have 5 cover songs for you. We found them all on the internet, and they are just lovely. They're actually the worst of the worst. They're terrible cover songs, and that's what makes it challenging. You have to try to figure out the artist and the song that is being performed. If you're able to do that, then we'll set you up with a pair of tickets. We're going to play you a total of 5 clips. 3 or more correct is going to make you a winner. Jimmy Eat World is playing at Brooklyn Bowl on Thursday, September the 13th. Simple enough?
Cool. Sounds good.
All right. You'll have 30 seconds for each song. Again, a full point for the artist and the song, a half point if you just get the artist or the song.
And just wait until these beautiful masterpieces end before answering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So listen for a full 30 seconds and then give us your answer. Here we go with clip number 1. Best of luck to you, Taylor.
Thank you.
Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. Clock ticks life away. It's so unreal. Then a knock out below. Watch time go right out the window. Trying to hold on. Didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside. Even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time. I tried so hard. I tried so hard. And got so far.
Ooh, an a cappella version.
I like the door opening in the middle of the song.
Really, get out of here, Mom.
Damn it, Mom, I'm trying to be cool.
I'm performing.
Now we got to do it all over again.
Do you know the name of the band or the name of the song?
Or both.
Yeah. Linkin Park in the end.
Yeah. All right.
That was hard because no music. No music behind it.
A little bit tricky.
But that's real talent, though.
That is.
All right, here we go. On to number 2. Full point for that one. Good job.
Feet on the air, your head on the ground. Try this trick and spin it. Yeah. You have a collapse and there's nothing in it. And you'll ask yourself, where is my mind? Where is my mind?
All right, so that was bad, but not that bad, all things considered. Yeah,
that wasn't that bad.
Not that bad.
It is okay.
Not bad. All right, what do you think, Taylor?
That one's one of my all-time favorite songs. It's Where's My Mind by the Pixies.
There you go.
That's an easy one. That was a real easy one. Yeah.
All right,
you said this was going to be the hardest cover your ears ever. She's two for two, man.
All right, here we go. On to the third one.
I think that one was Miss Murder. What is the artist's name?
3 seconds.
Two,
one.
Come on.
All right. Half point.
You get a half point. You get half a half point. Miss Murder is correct. AFI is the band.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Still very much alive. You're doing great. 2.5 so far out of a potential 3. If you get even a half point on this next one, you're going to be our winner. Okay? Here we go. God.
That may be one of the finest performances we have ever heard here on
yes.
Cover Your Ears.
Aye, aye, aye.
Any guesses?
I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad. I have no idea what that is.
That was supposed to be Oasis Wonderwall.
No.
Wow. Hold on one more time. Here we go.
Really?
In honor.
Kind of.
What? No.
I knew what it was in advance.
Because
and still,
of the music.
You're like, yeah.
Is that English?
Yeah, that is English. And do you hear the people coughing? I think he was making the audience sick.
Yeah, it was
also,
pretty bad.
That
it was
pretty
bad.
Oh, boy. Well, it all comes down to this final one for you.
All right, here we go. Oh, my God.
Oh, you have redeemed yourself, Ian.
All right, Taylor.
For the win.
For the win.
I think it's called, like, Here For You.
Oh, no.
No, it's not.
No.
Ah,
man.
It's a cover song that's on the radio right now.
Yeah, I hear it all the time. I have no clue what it's called, though.
It's a continent.
Yeah. So, name a continent.
Who's the band that covers it?
Continent.
Continent.
You can name the original band or the band that covers.
Okay. Or the continent.
Oh,
or
Weezer.
Weezer
covers it. What is the song?
There's a safari in this continent.
I just want to see your struggle.
I mean, I guess it could be confusing. There is another band that has a continent.
Well, I mean,
she said
Weezer.
Even though it's not the name of it.
Go take it.
Take a guess, Taylor.
What is it called?
Where do you find lions?
All right. She is.
Yeah,
I'm over this.
Okay.
All right. Definitely not the final count.
We really need a celebration song that's somewhere in between this and.
Yeah. You know what we need is we need a bad cover of this song. You're the best around.
That was Toto's Africa. Yeah. We also would have accepted Weezer's Africa as well. You know, I mean, I guess you could have been confused by, you know, the band Asia, but.
Or Europe.
Europe.
You sure?
Europe.
Yeah. Well, Europe's.
Has there ever been a band called North America? Like, why does Europe, Asia, and Africa, they all are represented musically, but North America, we got nothing. Why isn't there the North America band?
Why don't we become the North America band
that all they do is cover Asia and Europe? We need that.
Congratulations to you, Taylor. Enjoy Jimmy World at Brooklyn Bowl on Thursday, September 13th.
Thank you so much.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Maybe you shouldn't have cooked your pet squirrel Roger for that dinner date with a blow-up doll. It's the Redneck Report.
All right, first up in today's Redneck Report, and this is a good one. There was actually a picture of this guy sitting at a gas station looking kind of sheepish.
Okay.
He was sitting in a grocery cart that had a motor on it.
Oh, and I thought you meant like
he was gassing it up.
Kids were sitting in a, you know how kids sit in a grocery cart with the top part?
He was sitting in the big part, and it had a steering wheel, and it had a motor attached to it, which, you know, it wasn't originally his grocery cart because nobody, can you even buy like a single grocery
cart? You know how much they are?
No.
They're several hundred dollars.
Are they?
I think they're like $600 or $700.
Oh.
Because back in the day,
so when I worked at a grocery store. So is it grand larceny if you steal a grocery cart?
Possibly. Yeah. When I worked at the grocery store back in the day, we used to give like $20 rewards for every cart that was returned.
Yeah.
And there would be people who would come back with like 10 carts and they would get $200.
The video was filmed at a Sunco gas station in Jefferson City, Tennessee. Shows a man sitting in his modified shopping cart next to the pump. The cart moves on its own with a gas engine and is controlled with a steering wheel. God bless you, Tennessee.
That's kind of cool.
Out of Newport Richey, Florida, a man is charged with aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer after reportedly calling in a fake burglary and then trying to hit a deputy with his cane.
What?
A deputy came to the house of the 61-year-old man on Sunday after he reported that there was a trespasser trying to break into his home. When the deputy concluded that his complaint was unfounded, Reynolds reportedly became agitated and raised his cane, threatening the deputy.
Wait, is this how Raising Cane's was founded? Because those are some delicious chicken strips.
And we appreciate your service, officer. It was worth it.
Yes. Free lemonade for life.
A man stole a fire truck and wound up in a two-hour police chase. I don't know if you saw any video of this, but some firefighters were putting out a brush fire in Rio Linda, California on Saturday afternoon when a 29-year-old guy ran up and stole the fire truck. Very inconspicuous. Huh. Nice. He drove it to pick up his girlfriend, a 35-year-old woman named Candace, about a mile away. They then got in a two-hour, 100-mile police chase.
She got in?
She got in.
Yeah. Was she driving on the back? Was she rolling right on the ladder?
The cops wound up putting down spike strips, which popped out the tires. They kept going without the tire for about another half an hour. Until they finally crashed in a ditch. They're now facing several charges, including vehicle theft, evading, and possession of stolen property. And the cops say they're pretty sure both of them were high at the time.
Sounds like a pretty solid idea there on the police's part, but I'm more shocked that the fire truck had enough gas to drive for 2 hours.
2 hours, right?
I imagine those don't get the best gas mileage.
A woman is accused of biting off a victim's nose and swallowing it.
No! Oh, my gosh.
Jessica Collins, 41, charged with assault and bodily injury. The victim, a woman named Tatiana, said she went out to a bar on Wednesday night with her next-door neighbor, Ann Collins, who is temporarily staying with the neighbor. She said she returned to the home after the bar, and Collins demanded more booze and cigarettes, according to Tatiana. When she told Collins to leave her property, she said that she jumped on her, pulled her to the ground by her hair, then allegedly bit off a large piece of her nose.
Oh, yeah.
And swallowed it.
Like, it's the bridge part, mostly. I saw a picture of it. It is horrific.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's got a GoFundMe going for this, and I clicked on it to see, like, okay, I'm sure this has been filled by now. And
yeah. How much is she seeking?
$12,000.
$12,000. The doctors are saying that she needs urgent plastic surgery.
And if she does not get it sooner than later, it creates even more complications.
So of the $12,000...
She doesn't have
medical insurance.
This is why the GoFundMe is here. Take a guess out of that $12,000. When I looked at it last night, how much was on there?
I'm going to guess $8,000 of the $12,000.
Not even close. Last night when I saw it, it was at $350.
That has to be nerve-wracking.
It's been updated. Okay, so I just pulled it back up. Oh. It's gone up just a little bit. They have now reached $3,373 of the $12,000 to get her nose replaced.
It's getting there.
Easy does it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe as the story comes out, more people will donate to
it. That is horrific. Holy crap.
Yeah, my nose. Ow.
Who bites a nose?
I know, right?
Oh,
and then swallows it. Do you sit there and wait for it to pass it like when a dog eats a watch?
Did she like try to pry her mouth open? Like, no.
Give me that nose. Give me my nose.
And after she, like, it's the worst trick your grandpa ever played on you.
You do have my nose. I knew it, Grandpa.
Do you yell, oh, nose? After she takes a big chunk out of it.
Oh. A 28-year-old man in Redlands, California was hanging out at a park flashing people last Tuesday. One of the people he flashed is a 51-year-old woman named Cynthia. And when she saw it, she flew into a vigilante rage.
Okay.
She chased him nearly a mile down the street.
Wow.
And when she finally caught up with them, they exchanged words, and she stabbed him multiple times in the back. He survived. He's facing charges of indecent exposure. She is facing charges for assault with a deadly weapon, because even if somebody shows you their schmeckle, you can't whip out a knife and stab them.
Mm. I mean, how do you even get to that point? You're going to run a mile, pull out a knife.
To stab somebody?
And also, why are you going at the back? Like, if you're that mad, why are you going at the back?
Well, it's better than going to the front,
no, I'm
guess.
Saying, like, oh, you go straight Lorena Bobbitt on that or something.
Ooh. Oh, man.
But yeah, you can't be doing. Can't be doing that.
The stabbing or the flashing?
Both.
Or the both?
Both. Yeah. Both. I mean, like.
You know, and I'm glad they're both off the street.
Yeah.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I can't think of a more cringeworthy sound than someone crunching on nose cartilage, especially if it's your own nose. I can't think of anything worse.
Message deleted.
Yeah. Your nose cartilage cracking. Ian picking his nose and eating his boogers. It's all
that
gross.
No.
How do you crack your nose?
Dave, don't shame Ian for picking his nose.
Shame that the woman.
No. That is shameful.
No, it is not. Yes. Biting someone's nose off is shameful.
No, I think that eating your own boogers is worse.
It's my body, Dave. No.
I did some research, Dave.
There's plenty of things that my body does that I don't want any part of.
Well, nah. I did some research, and it's good for your immune system.
Thank you.
So
no, I mean, it's not.
He's young, you know. He can't afford to get sick in this day and age. None of us can. So he's just trying to boost his immunity.
Can exactly. He just like drink emergency?
That's they prove that doesn't
my boogers
work.
Taste a lot better than emergency.
Ugh.
What they do?
Gross.
What disgusting. They do?
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Morning, everybody. Ian, cat sucks. Bye.
Don't
message
start.
Deleted.
No, I'm not gonna let these trolls. I can't stand that.
No, there's no competition. Dogs are way better than cats, but I wouldn't say cats suck.
Yeah,
I think
don't.
It's just a personal preference.
Exactly.
Would you admit that dogs are better than cats?
No, I will not admit that.
Have you ever had a dog?
Yeah, I have.
Okay,
and then they got, they're at a ranch now. That's what my dad said.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did they get the old rabies or something?
No, I think we just got a case of the we're sick of the dogs. So we're
really?
Here. I think that's what happened. Oh, I don't, this was years ago.
You booger eating monster.
Ago.
What is wrong with you?
I think that was not my decision.
Oh, my God.
What?
What is wrong with you?
What ranch are they at?
Monster.
That was not my decision. I was a young child.
Sounds like you support it.
I understand it though.
No,
I totally understand.
There's no understanding.
Yes,
that.
I understand it. There's more to that story.
No, that's just there's only bad dog owners.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Can you guys sing "Home Means Nevada" like all of you together? I'm not saying it'll sound good, but you know, yeah.
Message deleted.
You know, we'll leave that to the killers.
Yeah. Brandon Flowers does a great job at the end of the show every single day.
Uh-huh.
Us, we don't want to. You know, it's much like Roseanne Barr when she was singing the national anthem.
We don't want to sully the perfectly good name of a wonderful, majestic song.
I mean, maybe Sylvia could do it, but not live.
Didn't she, like, grab her crotch, too?
When she was singing that song?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think, like, after she was done, she was like,
maybe.
Get in here.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's so bad that you remember it 30 years later.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's your favorite show you've ever been to? Also, what's the worst concert you've ever been to?
Message deleted.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. It's impossible to say. There's been so many good shows over the years. I will say that huge impact on me when I was a kid. Corrosion of Conformity and Metallica together. When I snuck out of the house. Well, actually, I said I was sleeping over at a friend's house. Mm-hmm. And we snuck away to Charlotte, which is like an hour and a half away from where I lived in Columbia, South Carolina at the time. and driving an hour and a half to see Metallica and Corrosion of Conformity when we weren't supposed to was awesome. It's a great show.
For me, it was Point Fest number 9. I'm from St. Louis, and the alternative station out there is 105.7 The Point, and they had a show that had Foo Fighters, Green Day, Creed, Deftones, Semisonic, Econoline Crush, Big Wreck, The Reverend Horton Heat, Gravity Kills, Rocket from the Crypt, and God Lives Underwater.
I would go see that show right now.
I would pay. That, to me, is better than any festival that, like Coachella or any of the other festivals that are out there right now.
That's why I miss festivals like that. Like the radio station festival back in the day, because they're very specific to your, to the genre that you like. Now, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, Life is Beautiful is fine, and Coachella is fine, and all that stuff. Yeah. But they just try to be everything to everyone.
There's 90 artists I don't want to see.
Although, you know what? The one down in San Diego is really good this year.
Kaboo.
Kaboo,
I think it already happened, though.
Did it happen?
I think it already happened.
Son of a bitch.
Really?
Yeah, I think it did. That one was solid.
Can somebody Google that? Are you sure?
Yeah.
I thought it was coming up in September.
Let me look. Give me 4 seconds.
Kaboo. One, two.
Del Mar.
Three.
Hold on.
Four. Pretty good.
Pretty close. Hold on.
Five.
September 14th through the 16th.
Okay. Okay.
That hasn't happened yet. Right. Yeah, that's a solid one. Foo Fighters, Incubus, Jimmy World, Nelly, Tower of Power, Everclear. That's just one day plus, you know, 30 other artists.
And they have a bunch of comedy acts on there as well.
When I saw Rage Against the Machine at Vegas, back in 2007, and then Muse opened up for them, that was awesome.
Did Muse open that show?
They open up for Rage.
I remember Flava Flav was on that show.
Yeah. I can tell you the worst show I ever saw. It was the Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, boy.
October 8th, 2011.
They didn't play any of their hits.
No, they did not.
Oh, wow.
And that's why I will never go see another Smashing Pumpkins concert ever again.
Because this time around, when they're coming through the T-Mobile Arena, they're promising they're going to play
still
all their hits.
Even if you brought Matt Darcy, which you didn't.
Still wouldn't
go. Yeah. No.
Understood.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I hate it when people call it sexy time. Because I'm almost 40, and I can guarantee that what me and my lady are doing is not sexy at all. At all. But, you know, I still like it, though.
Message deleted.
Is there anything that is more skewed? I mean, you know how a lot of people will have this perception of themselves where you can tell because they'll look at themselves in the mirror and kind of like squint at themselves and like they look sexy and you're like, you're not. Then actually getting it on, though, because like in the moment you're like, this is amazing and
this
everything's
is
great.
Hot.
It's hot and sexy. And then if somebody actually just set up a video camera and rolled on it, you'd be like,
oh, man.
God.
That is not what was in my mind.
What is wrong with that polar bear?
KXTEFM HD1, Corrupt Las Vegas, a radio.com station. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Now we have a bunch of booger-eating apologists that are on the text line now. Don't let them booger shame you, Ian, said one texter.
It's 2018, Dave. Wake up, man. Come on. Boogers are in.
I'm sorry I'm not as woke as you when it comes to eating boogers. Another one here. Dave, boogers are great for your immune system. Studies have been done. You know what else is great for your immune system? Vitamin C. Eating fruit.
Vegetables.
Maybe just pass on the boogers.
Dave, try a booger right now.
No.
Come on.
Ew.
Just one.
Let me get one of yours, man.
You want one? No, you can't do somebody else.
No.
I let my dog eat his eye boogers all the time, plus my grandson.
Oh, no. Eye boogers. No. Okay. Eye boogers.
Now you draw the line.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, stop stories.
Right. Here's what's making news.
Eye boogers are way less gross than nose boogers. What's wrong with you, man?
I disagree.
So Stipe Miocic wants a rematch with Daniel Cormier. Is it going to happen or not, Mahoney?
I do not think so, because Stipe got knocked out, and as much as I like Stipe, he is not a huge draw in the UFC, and if we have seen anything on how the UFC is going to operate moving forward, it's all about making money and making big money fights.
Enter Brock Lesnar.
Let me tell you something. I walked into this building and watched the heavyweight disasters from the beginning. Nagano's a piece of shit. Miocic's the piece of shit. DC, I'm coming for you.
You know, Brock cutting a wrestling promo, which Brock is okay on the microphone, but there's a reason why Paul Heyman usually speaks for Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
First and foremost, people's calling this disrespectful to DC back in the day, or, you know, a couple weeks ago when this fight happened.
This is exactly what DC wants. Yes, it's not disrespectful.
DC cut a
DC.
Promo first, knowing that this was going to happen. He's going to have one of the easiest fights of his career. It's going to be his biggest payday, and he can ride off into the sunset if he wants and retire after that fight, being a very, very wealthy man. I just don't
and
think...
being the heavyweight champion who has defended his belt.
Yes.
Of anyone in the heavyweight division, Brock Lesnar's the easiest fight.
Mm-hmm. And this is what I've been talking about for many years. I thought DC never should have dropped down the light heavyweight in the first place. I thought he was an amazing heavyweight when he was fighting guys like Josh Barnett.
He was.
And Bigfoot Silva and Frank Mir. And the guy, he was just destroying everybody in the heavyweight division. To see him come back and drop Stipe the way that he did was kind of a wake-up call, I think, and we...
The reason why he left heavyweight to begin with is because his close friend, Cain Velasquez, was heavyweight champ at the time. You know what I mean. He didn't want to fight his close friend, his training
Which
partner.
Was garbage in the first place. You know what? You should always fight your close friends.
So John Wick 3 is set to come out. It's going to be in theaters May 17th, 2019, less than a year away. And there is a number of people that are attached to this film that have a lot of fans of the John Wick franchise excited.
Okay, who's that?
So there is an acclaimed writer-producer, Chris Collins, who you may not know off by name, but he was behind Sons of Anarchy and The Wire, which are a couple of big shows.
The Wire is amazing.
Yeah, and Sons of Anarchy I really like quite a bit. As far as like blending a kind of over-the-top, ridiculous, almost fantasy-esque TV show in Sons of Anarchy into a movie that's sort of similar in John Wick, I'm down for that.
Okay.
So, again, May 17th of next year is the release for John Wick 3, and there is a picture of Keanu Reeves riding a horse that is being circulated around the internet right now.
Oh, wow. I mean, can you really? I mean, you wonder, because John Wick, the first one, was pretty amazing. John Wick 2, I think, did a good job as far as sequels go. To kick it up another notch by adding in, like, a horseback scene with Keanu Reeves riding a horse, firing guns.
Down the middle of a New York City street? You're on board?
Yes.
It's pretty sexy.
What?
Do
you
sexy.
Find Keanu Reeves to be an attractive man?
Not really, but this is...
He was asking Ian.
Oh.
Extremely. So, wait. You don't find... Like, he's got the long hair. He's had the man bun at one point
what
in
do you
time.
Mean you don't find me sexy, Sylvia?
He's got the beard. No, he kind of looks like he kind of smells a little bit.
Would you hit it and quit it? Come on.
I'll hit and quit it.
Have you guys seen the sad Keanu memes?
Yeah. Oh,
those are so great.
But that's so 10 years ago.
Yeah, but
like.
No, but it's still so relevant.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nah, Keanu's not sad anymore, man. He's making big time money. He's the biggest action star in the world right now.
Shut up. No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, that'd be the
Rock's movie just plummeted.
No. Tom Cruise is still the biggest action star in the world.
Okay, fair enough. New Mission Impossible movie, by the way.
Getting great reviews.
Insane reviews. I'm going to go see it in the theater, without a doubt. Nobody runs better than Tom Cruise.
That's true. Like, literally runs better than Tom Cruise. He's the
like,
best movie runner.
What skill do you have?
I can run really awesome on camera. You're like, hired.
It's like his hands are like in a like a little...
They're always straight up and down, and he's just like, got a form, and like it looks like he's a gazelle galloping, but really he's just got tiny legs, so doesn't take that much effort. So TJ Lavin, who is a great friend of the show, revealed something recently in an interview. He said that he almost drowned while filming the challenge for MTV. He's now 41 years old. He said he decided to go for a swim in Costa Rica between takes of the challenge, and this is a few months after he was recovering from his coma back in 2010. He said, I almost drowned out there. He said the details are pretty blurry. He does remember a friend coming to his rescue, though. He said, though the incident occurred nearly a decade ago, these things come in threes. So, you know, he had the terrible bike accident, which could have ended his life. He had a miraculous recovery through hard work on that part, and then almost drowning. And so he said, since these things come in three, I'm still waiting for the other shoe to drop.
We're far enough out. We're far enough out from that, you know.
Yeah.
2010, yeah.
Long time.
Yeah, you're good.
You're right. And finally, Stranger Things teaser video is now out, and it looks like it's going to be set in a 1980s mall.
Did you watch this trailer?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I watched it yesterday. It's like 2 minutes long,
and
it's just basically, it looks like a mall ad from the 1980s,
really?
Which is fun. And I think that having Stranger Things set inside of a mall is a great setting for an 80s-themed show.
Is the whole thing going to be set in the mall?
I don't think the whole thing is, but I think it's going to revolve around the mall.
It just seems kind of gimmicky, though.
Does it?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah, because it's like all they're going to do is set up things that you remember from being at the mall back in the 80s and 90s. Yeah.
That's what that whole movie, that's what that whole series franchise is about. It's just about nostalgia.
Is it?
For the most part, yeah. That's why I watch it. I want to hear the old music, and I want to see the stuff that I remember from my youth.
The Sam Goody.
The Walden Books, Dave. The food court. They have a state-of-the-art food court.
With Orange Julius in it?
The one kid who's like in the Ferris Bueller commercials for Domino's. Yeah. Whatever his name is. I forget what his name is on the show.
Yeah, whatever.
The long hair kid. He's working at like an ice cream store.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Swing by Radio Shack later.
It looks good. Just make sure you don't push back the drop date. Keep it October. Let's make sure that, you know, right around Halloween time, that's the perfect release date for Stranger Things. I hope they don't push it back.
I think they are going to push it back. They're talking about pushing it back to summer of 2019.
Yeah.
Are you lying?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you do that to us?
You thought it was going to be October.
Yeah, Jesus, with this mall, you give us a trailer. It's all excited thinking it's going to be October.
Yeah, I don't know.
Next summer?
At the end of the video, it says coming next summer.
Coming summer of 2019.
Did you stop before it ends?
I didn't look at that part.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's the Super STUPID Spelling Bee.
Q-R-S-Z-3-4-O.
Chris is joining us from Pahrump this morning. Hello, Chris. How are you, man?
Good morning, guys.
You a good speller?
You know what? I'm pretty decent.
We are not.
Terrible.
We've learned that over the years.
pretty so horrendous all the way around.
Borderline embarrassing.
Ian, who won last time?
Dave, you did. Dave, you've won twice in a row now.
Reigning champion and defending champion.
I don't like that.
Yeah, we got a possible hat trick. Here we go.
All right, so Chris, maybe that helps you out with the information as to who you want to roll with today. I will say that I do not consider myself to be a good speller, so if you do decide to go with me, use caution. Sylvia started out really strong in this game.
And then she's terrible.
But you get to choose one of us to play on your behalf, and you can tag in for one word and one word only with whatever contestant that you go with today. If the person that you choose wins, you get tickets for Fall Out Boy. They're performing over the MGM Grand Garden Arena on September the 28th. If the person that you choose loses, you get nothing, and we will say good day to you. Simple enough?
No. Sounds good.
Who are you going with?
You know, I've always been Team Ferris, so let's go Team Ferris.
All right.
I hope you lose, you son of a bitch.
I like the way you're thinking.
You jock riding loser.
And what if he chose you? You'd be like, oh my God.
No, you'd just be dumb to choose me.
Oh, okay.
On the worst
spell. You've never won.
Yeah. Actually, I don't think he's ever won.
I don't think. No, it was by default.
I won by default.
Yeah.
Won by default. Okay.
All right. Ian, let's get this underway.
All right. Dave, the returning champ. We'll have you go first.
Okay.
Dave, your first word. Sergeant. Sergeant.
Ooh. S-A-R-G-E-A-N-T.
That is incorrect.
Is it S-E-A?
It is S-E-R-G-E-A-N-T.
Sergeant.
Huh.
All right.
Well, there goes that hat trick.
Oh, dang.
Sorry, Chris.
Oh, dang.
Wow. Okay.
Do we want to give Chris an opportunity on the next pass to spell a word?
Nope.
To re-enter the game?
He chose you. He attached his car to that lame-ass horse.
I would say a broke-ass donkey. Let's go through it and see if you guys get your words or not first, because this may be a triple elimination.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, let's not get too confident.
All right, Mahoney, let's go to you, man.
No, ladies first.
No, go ahead, Mahoney.
Ladies.
Go ahead, Mahoney.
First.
No.
Mahoney.
Go ahead, Mahoney.
Mahoney, your word is maneuver. Why are you laughing? I put that as an easy one.
You should see the look.
I gave Mahoney literally all the easiest words on this.
Okay, go ahead. Come on, man.
Manoeuvre.
Manoeuvre.
Oof. What is that?
Quick.
M-A-N. Oof. Man.
Come on, man.
Oof. E-A-U-V-E-R.
Man, I was really gunning for that one, Mahoney. Maneuver is what you should have, like, phonetically, M-A-N-E-U-V-E-R, maneuver.
You should have spelled it out like that for me, man.
What?
Why would you do me dirty?
How do you spell maneuver?
Maneuver.
Yes. You heard me sound out the oof.
Quit complaining.
Sylvia.
All right, Sylvia, if you blow this, this is great news for Chris, because then we're back in it.
Sylvia, your word is mischievous. Mischievous.
M-I-S-C-H-I-V-E-O-U-S?
Spell that one more time, Sylvia. You stumbled.
M-I-S-S-C-H-I-V-E-O-U-S. God dang it. I'm nervous now.
Finish
relax,
it.
Relax.
Okay. M-I-S-C-H-E-V-E-O-U-S.
That is incorrect, Sylvia.
Chris, you're back in it, buddy.
Oh, man. M-I-S-C-H-I-E-V-O-U-S.
Take the letters down, man. Take this down a level or a couple grades.
Right, no, I mean, this penis is an easy word.
We all, if we all missed that first round.
Maneuver was...
All right, good news is that you're back in it, Chris.
Oh okay.
Bad news is that the words are supposed to get harder from here on out.
This is the dumbest
okay.
game
No, it's not
ever.
Dumb. It's just
Mahoney, don't worry. All right.
I have the Dave. Utmost confidence.
Okay, here
Dave, we're going back to you.
All right.
Your word is pandemonium.
Pandemonium. Chris, do you think you got pandemonium? You want to try to spell it?
Yeah, I think I could do that.
Okay.
P-A-N-D-E-M-O-N. Oh, crap. Pandemonium.
Yeah.
We have the first correct answer.
And it's not us.
Well done. Yeah, Team Farrah, we rule. Suck it, everyone.
All right.
Shut up.
Mahoney. Mahoney, please. Your word, diarrhea.
Cha, cha, cha.
Come on.
I don't know how to spell that. Mahoney. I mean, just because I have it doesn't mean I can spell it. There's a lot of things that work that way.
Rhea.
Syphilis.
Dia. D I A Dia R H E A.
Not even close, man.
No, Mahoney.
There's all sorts of R's and H's.
D I A R R H E A. I also would have accepted the Latin spelling as well, too, which throws an O in there.
All right, so Chris, all you need is for Sylvia to blow it, and Sylvia loves to blow it, so hopefully she doesn't get this one, and then you get the tickets for Fall Out Boy.
Sylvia, your word, idiosyncrasy.
Okay. I-D-I-O-S-Y-C.
Almost there.
R-I-C-Y?
No, that was so bad. That was so bad.
Chris, congratulations to you, my friend. You're going to see Fall Out Boy. You're the best around.
I hate this game.
God dang,
nobody likes this game. Nobody likes spelling.
I love spelling.
I like this game.
You love spelling? Yeah. You continue.
I know.
You spelled two words wrong.
Three for three, Team Fair. I just want you all to recognize greatness.
You changed the rules.
You got to be one of these.
In the
middle.
The rules.
Yes, you
How
did.
I change the rules?
You are eliminated.
No, everyone,
by default,
everyone's
Sylvia
eliminated.
Won.
Everyone's
no, eliminated.
That's how it works. You were wrong. I was wrong, thus making Sylvia the winner.
Everyone has to go through one round. That's how it works.
You changed the rules.
I didn't change the rules. Congratulations, Chris. You're the man. You're the man.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Would you guys get on an airplane that was flown with no pilots?
No.
It was all
Absolutely.
Automated.
No.
Nope. No?
Nope.
Why?
No. Nope, because I need people. Because stuff goes wrong. And you know what? If there was no pilot on that flight that Captain Sully Sullenberg was on over the Hudson River...
Plus,
all those people would have died, but thank goodness for Tom Hanks and Sully Sullenberger for landing that plane safely and saving all those lives.
Sam, I'm scared with pilots.
I'm not scared to fly, but I need people doing it, man, because computers,
not to be trusted.
We were talking yesterday about the Chinese air crew that was vaping and almost crashed.
Yeah, the problem is that there was humans in the cockpits.
Nah. Yeah, but
That's why I don't fly Chinese airlines.
Is that why?
I stick with fine Las Vegas airlines like Allegiant that don't only run out of gas like every other day.
Everyone's on strike over there.
Yeah, yeah. So are they on strike?
Yeah, I think so. So there's an online petition right now that is rallying to save Costco's Polish dogs. In the last couple of weeks, customers noticed that Costco had a number of key changes to its iconic food court menu. The Polish hot dog joined several items in getting the axe, and it's being swapped out for healthier alternatives. And people are saying, I think not. They put up a petition on change.org and amassed 9,500 signatures.
Ooh, a whole 9,500 signatures, huh?
Yeah.
Has anything that has ever been on change.org ever worked?
Yeah, has everyone... is there a goal that you get to, right? You have to hit a specific goal?
It used to be like 25,000, now it's like 100,000, and they don't change anything. They're just like,
Congratulations.
Somebody will review it.
You did all of this work, and now still nobody cares.
Like, there's an intern who nobody likes, who has to do all the paperwork and grunt work, who's going to, like, look at it and go, you know, I don't know about this. I'm not personally mad about it. Had they got rid of the hot dog and soda for, like, $1.25, I think that would have been the signaling of a change of era. But the Polish dog going the way of the dodo, I'm not too worried.
So, Mahoney, you have taken one bold step towards sacrificing style for comfort today.
No, Dave, this is stylish as hell.
It is not stylish.
The summer of Bahama has begun,
if you did not tune in earlier. You wearing Tommy Bahama shirts is not stylish. I'm just curious what is next on the list, because you have been known many times over the years to sacrifice things in the name of comfort. Like, for example, for Lent, a lot of people give up something for Lent, right? You gave up being uncomfortable, and that's what brought about the whole tracksuit thing.
Yep, new year, new tracksuit coming January 2019.
Would you ever consider wearing Crocs?
I used to be adamantly against Crocs.
I see, here
but
it is.
I see a lot of people on the cruise that I go on, you know, the Disney cruise. I see a lot of people rocking the Crocs.
Rocking the Crocs.
And I haven't tried them on yet.
The old Croc Rock, yeah.
They are horrendous looking, without a doubt.
No.
But they got to know something that we don't, Dave.
No, they don't, man.
What do you mean they don't?
They're terrible looking.
They work in sand. I mean, I'm not saying like for everyday use, but I think if I'm on a cruise, if I'm out on the beach, if I'm catching some rays during my summertime siesta.
You say they're not for everyday use, but Sylvie, what about this? For a mere $80, available now on Amazon, Croc high heels.
They're just so ugly.
Wow. Yeah, just $80.
But those look more like wedges, though, honestly.
No, they're like 2-inch heels.
Like platforms, almost. It's not a thin...
It has like that chunky heel.
You're clearly not the target audience. Mahoney, would you wear these?
I mean, I would like a few more inches. In so many ways.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's binges and bites.
All right, great restaurants here in Las Vegas that we have been enjoying, or TV shows that we have been binging on. It's Binges and Bites. You can text us at 73100 if you have a recommendation. This one we've heard before, and I think it stands true. Dirt Dog, one of the best hot dogs, family and friends I've ever had. It's Mexican style, has tons of flavor to it.
The brown dog or the chili dog are my two of my favorites. The red dog's really good there, too. Plus, they have fried Oreos.
Oh, my God.
So that's at Rainbow, South Rainbow, and Shelbourne.
It's one of the best dogs in town. It's not like your traditional classic dog. So if you're thinking that, no, this is more of a new-aged dog that you're getting there. And they have really good fries and tacos. Also, they have just been added to the menu.
This one came in on the Centennial Toyota text line. Have any of you ate at Texas Day Brazil? And if so, is it good and worth the price? Yes and yes.
Yes, but get there early because... I like to get there. My favorite thing about Texas Day Brazil is the fact that, like, my girlfriend and I, if we want, like, to do a quick lunch or, like, an early dinner on the weekend, you walk in and the meat just starts coming immediately.
Yeah.
You know, you just start eating.
That's just your favorite thing.
Just meat in my mouth, seconds after I walk
meat,
in. Yes.
Surrounded by men with meat and
absolutely.
Just piling
and
it on your plate.
Big swords.
Yeah. Oh,
gaucho.
the house specials, the picante, is that how you say it?
Picante.
Picante, whatever.
Paste picante. Paste picante sauce.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, the picante.
Yeah. It's delicious, and it's got this nice little, like, rim of fat around it, and it just melts in your mouth.
It's not so good. It's not an everyday eat, you know, that's for sure, but I think we like to do Texas Day Brazil on, like, special occasions, because you go four people, you're looking at over $200 traditionally.
Yeah, it's like $50 a person,
50
right?
Some odd, yeah. Yeah.
And then you add in a couple of glasses of wine. If you're doing that, it can get expensive really
quickly.
And
if you're a soda drinker, they do buy the bottle, like a little tiny bottle. So
really?
It's like,
not a fan of that.
I don't love that.
We went to North Italia this weekend, and I recommended that last week, but I went and had something different this time around. Had the diver scallops. Just everything about that place. Good atmosphere. Not really that overly priced, considering where it is in Summerlin. You'd think it'd be like $30, $40 a dish type of thing. It's like $20, $25. Yeah.
And it was under $500.
Yeah. And, you know, people having drinks and everything else, too. So pretty well priced. Yeah. Good little Italian spot. It's right there by Honey Salt at Charleston and kind of like
near Boca Park.
Yeah, right across the street. Yep.
Yeah.
Your wife and I both had the bolognese, and that was really good.
It was weird. They shared it. It was strange.
You know.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, we're both on diets. She's eating for two.
And so are you.
Yes, I am.
Sin City Smokers out in Henderson. Amazing there. The brisket just melt in your mouth. Go there and check it out. So Sin City Smokers being recommended on the text line right now.
Sounds good right now.
I don't know if I've been there. Where is that at?
So, you want to help me out with that other recommendation there?
Abuelas.
Abuelas tacos.
Abuelas tacos.
On Sahara.
Yes.
East Sahara and Powell Street.
Sylvia, yeah. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Does that mean grandma?
Grandma. Grandma's tacos.
I've been, yeah.
Well, look at you.
I know. Yep.
I just figured that you'd be by, but yeah, I had no idea that you could just...
stole a Rosetta Stone for
did you?
Goodwill.
Yeah. Stole a Rosetta Stone for Goodwill.
Don't worry about it.
All right, Mahoney, any recommendations?
Yeah, for me this week, the restaurant that I'm going with is a place that you and I have been several times with our significant others and many friends. It used to be called Off the Strip. Now it is called Zest Bistro and Bar. It's over there in Southern Highlands right at whatever that is. Trying to think of that exact.
So right as you enter, if you're going south on Decatur.
Cactus and Decatur.
Yeah, so if you're going south on Decatur and you cross over Cactus, there's that shopping center with whatever that grocery store is
Smith's.
In there. Smith's.
Yeah.
And then right there in that complex, there's the Tropical Smoothie.
Spaghetti and, Westerns yeah. over there. There's a tapas okay. place. And Rise and Shine.
Rise and Shine yep. is a great breakfast place. If you haven't been there before, it is so good. Mm-hmm. Everyone wears pajamas. It just feels really comfortable in there. But Rise and Shine is a great breakfast place. But right next door to that, you have Zest, and it's fantastic.
And one of the reasons I really like Zest, and I know you've come to appreciate this more as you've become a father, and that your time is more valuable, that we can go in at 4 o'clock. They open at 4 p.m. It is pretty much empty at that point. You walk right in. They are like the only ones in the restaurant, and you get food in and out very quickly.
Do they still have the homemade cheesecake?
They do have the homemade cheesecake. It's so absolutely good. Amazing. Yeah. I would highly recommend their prawn, their giant prawn appetizer, which takes about 15 minutes to make, but is absolutely amazing. And then I usually do their pasta's really good, their steaks are really good, but the thing that really hits it home for me is their side of like loaded mashed potatoes that has like these slivers of bacon and
little chunks of bacon in there. Yeah,
so good. For so that is my recommendation right there at Cactus and South Decatur, right there in Southern Highlands, Zest Bar and Bistro. The owners are great, fantastic services as well, so I've always been very impressed by them. And my binge this week, Dave, is one that you probably all heard of at some point, but I'm just telling you what I'm binging this week. Mm-hmm. I've gone back to Cheers. I started watching Cheers again. And
of course you have.
What do you mean?
It's so random.
Mahoney, you just like fit this stereotype now, man.
You're wearing like, your Tommy Bahama shirt, sitting around going to your 4 o'clock dinner, and then you're like, honey, let's go home and watch Cheers.
I might wear Crocs. Have you watched
Cheers? We're about to get to season two. I am so excited.
Have you watched Cheers recently?
No, of course I haven't.
It's so good. Like, and the first season came out in 1981. That was the year where I was born, so I missed like the first five seasons because I wasn't really conscious.
You were a baby. You
know, I was rolling around, you know, not really realizing what's going on. But we've been watching that for the last few days. You know, we're probably like already 15 episodes into the first season.
Okay.
And it's just so good. Yeah. Ted Danson and Shelley Long in the first few seasons.
All right, you don't have to sell us on how good Cheers is.
No, I'm just drinking hot toddies while you're drinking it too.
You know what else I've been enjoying recently? MASH. That's a heck of a TV show. And the Andy Griffith show? Don Knotts is a hoot.
Don't give me crap.
I love Lucy.
It doesn't ever get to be new. This stuff that's easily bingeable, and it's the episodes are 23 minutes apiece. Mm-hmm. And there's like literally 300 episodes that you have plenty of time.
Talk
about Ted Danson, you son of a bitch. His hair looks beautiful. His hair is the same color
from
as his
Central
skin,
Las Vegas. It's weird. Andrew, what's up?
Hey, I got a recommendation for you guys. It's Evil Pie. It's based. It's themed after Evil Knievel. It's a pizza place off of Fremont.
Right. I've been there.
Off Fremont?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice enough. Nice people run there.
Yeah, I really like it.
Cool. Thanks for the recommendation, man.
No problem.
This one off the hook. I was never a fan of fish and chips, but this place changed my mind. Buffalo and Flamingo plus the deep fried cheesecake. Damn.
Deep fried cheesecake.
What? Yeah, Mahoney, to answer your question, Sin City Smokers, corner of Sunset and Green Valley Parkway, and then Doghouse, 4480 Paradise Road, right up there with Dirt Dog, in my opinion, as far as good dogs. Doghouse, H-A-U-S.
House?
Doghouse.
House. Yeah. Never heard of them. Check them out.
Sylvia.
I was craving some yummy ice cream on Sunday, but I was also craving some cookie dough. So I didn't know where I could find one in Vegas, but there's one down the street. It's called Ice Kroll Cafe and Creamery. It's near where like the Roberto's, like that little plaza in Warm Springs. They have cookie dough, like edible cookie dough.
Oh, yeah.
And I was done. And they don't have like actual like classic cookie dough and ice cream. So I got like a dollop of cookie dough and like a scoop of ice cream, and it was the best thing ever.
Mahoney, to round this out, I don't know if you've recommended it before, but Craft Kitchen on Eastern up there by Anthem went there this weekend for the first time.
Churro and, waffles, man.
Yeah, churro waffles are legit.
Yeah.
And then the Eggs Benedict, also awesome. And the acai bowl is huge. It's so big that I almost didn't get it.
Really?
I was like, I'm going for it, man.
Did you get it?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. So Craft Kitchen and good service, too.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff around town. Love that our culinary scene is thriving here in Las Vegas.
Just coming in on the text line. Calm down on that MASH talk. Me and my wife are under 30 and watch that show every day still for like the last 15 years.
It's a damn good show,
no,
man.
No, I'm saying you don't have to recommend like the all-time classics.
You don't
do you know what's a great film that I watched this weekend? Gone with the Wind and Citizen Kane. I know they're kind of under the radar. But, they're so good.
Oh, I know everything.
Thank
Nobody's
you for the breaking
ever,
news.
There's plenty of people Cheers who are 20 years good. Old.
Is Mahoney a hipster?
There are plenty of people who are 20
Mahoney
years old.
Mahoney is a 30-something wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt, driving a Toyota Avalon, going to dinner at 4 o'clock, talking about Cheers.
Do you know what year Cheers ended, Dave?
No, I don't.
1993.
I don't need
25 years ago.
I don't need your logic. It's been on in syndication the entire time since then.
Nah, man. It's worth binging.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, good morning. What's your opinion on contemporary rap music? I mean, are you blaring those tunes in the Avalon? I can see it.
Message deleted.
Contemporary rap music. What's
your
take?
I don't like new rap music. I like some new hip-hop. I think there's some good hip-hop artists out there, but...
Hip-harp?
Hip-harp.
Hip-harp?
Yeah, it's where it's they
to
take
the
harp...
To the harp. To the hip-hip.
And they add a like a 303 onto it, you know, and they just really start busting out. Mumble rap, I cannot get on board with. I'll tell you what, you know, there's one of our sister stations, Q100.5. That is what, like, when it comes to hip-hop music... That is what I like. I like the West Coast, East Coast, 90s, early 2000s
style of
music. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some really good stuff out there, but the stuff that's
you
want to
hear some Tupac and some Biggie and all that type of
like
stuff.
Like the Tekashi 69 stuff, the Wiz Khalifa.
Can't get into it.
I'm just not. That's not stuff I find myself liking and enjoying.
No Cardi B?
You know, I don't hate Cardi B.
Cardi B's kind of funny,
Bodak Yellow.
Huh?
Cardi B's kind of funny, man.
I like her personality.
A monster song, and I see it's like, you know, it's become a pop part of pop culture. Mm-hmm. So I can see myself liking that. But I mean, at the end of the day, I've always been an alternative fan. I like how alternative music has grown and changed and kind of come full circle and gone 360 back to kind of where we were 25, 30 years ago. You know, where you had the Hootie and the Blowfishes, and you had Alanis Morissette, and you had Blues Traveler. But then on the other end of things, you had Korn and Metallica, where it's this kind of mishmash of like stuff that it's not just pop, but it feels good and it's stuff I like. So.
Yeah. I like that some of the biggest alternative bands in the world are from Las Vegas,
right?
With The Killers and Imagine Dragons and Panic at the Disco. Yeah, sure.
And if you haven't seen Brandon Flowers and The Killers on CBS Sunday Morning, watch that interview that they do. It's about 7 minutes long. It's a really fun and like interesting look into you know, who The Killers are, and it just makes you like Brandon Flowers all that much more, man. He's just such a good ambassador for this city and this form of music.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Ian, is that why you like cats? Because as a kid they took your dog away? Mahoney, I've been listening to you since day one, and you've slowly have been embracing everything you used to hate on.
Yeah.
Sylvia, how come before you had like a crush on Johnny Depp? He's so dirty. Like, out of all the Hollywood celebrities, he's probably the most likely to suck toes. He probably has like a technique and everything. Dave, you're all right, man.
Message deleted.
Wow. Really going to crap on all of us and then just let Dave get a free pass?
No, that's what I always strive to be. Just all right, man.
For me, it's not so much about striving to be things that I hate upon, you know? Like, there are things like, you know, kids wearing Crocs. I understand that, like, it's not a great look for the kids, people wearing Crocs. But I'm not talking about an everyday life. I just want to be comfortable. And that's what I'm striving to be every day. Every day that I live my life, I want it to be more comfortable than the previous day.
I think when
day.
Mahoney's like an old man, he's just going to be like in one of those like really big pillows, and he's just going to be all like,
you think
like
I'm
going to
like,
potato.
You know, Dave said this many times. He's like, you're going to have like the worst midlife crisis of all time. I think I've already had my midlife crisis when I was 20, man. Now I'm just, I am sailing off.
cruising off into that sunset.
No, see, I think that you're gonna hit another stop point. So what's happening is that you're in your 30s right now, and you're acting like you're in your 50s, and then when you actually get to your 50s, you're gonna be like, oh no. And you're going to be the dude in the Corvette, the canary yellow Corvette, cruising down the 215.
What's wrong with
the Corvette? T-tops off.
What's wrong with a Corvette? That's a fine American automobile, sir.
Your receding hairline blowing in the wind.
Oh God!
I will have plugs by then. I'm going to invest in Topic.
No,
have you seen that stuff?
Yeah.
Hair salt, hair pepper.
Does that hold up at 60 miles an hour?
I think Mahoney's going to be like this for. This is it.
I like to, I think old that, people, and this is what I've said for many years. And this is, you know, there has been an evolution mm-hmm. of who I am over the years. Certainly, you know, as I've gotten older and fatter and lazier, but old people get comfort and they do things right. Like watch what old people do. Like them going to dinner at 4 o'clock. You laugh at that. You're 5 o'clock. You laugh at that. But then you realize, like, you miss all the bustle. You miss all the craziness and the, you know, the fighting for parking spaces and waiting in line. You could just get straight in, do the exact same thing, and be out in a much timelier manner. Old people
get
life better because they've lived longer.
You do have a point that if you walk into a restaurant and it's full of old people, you know it's going to be good. Old people do not, or really cheap, one of the two.
One of the two.
Yeah.
But cheap and good.
Cheap and good is an excellent point. No, old people don't waste their meals. They're not going to go somewhere that has bad service or has lackluster food on a regular
Why
basis.
Why would you? Yeah. You stop doing things that you just don't give a damn about. Hence the Tommy Bahama shirts, Dave. Like I said, my life changed when that first one touched my skin. And now I realize what true comfort for the upper body can be like.
It's like angels putting it over his body.
Same thing with Brooke's shoes, man. Old man walking shoes. Like, my feet don't hurt anymore when I'm standing around. I could walk 10 miles and be fine in those shoes. It's all
about...
Was
that an endorsement? Was it an underhanded... Are you trying to get a Brooks endorsement?
I mean, they're a fine American company based out of Seattle, and if you would like to sponsor these dogs will do some walking in those Brooks.
And speaking of feet, sir, you answered your question. If Johnny Depp looks like he's the type of guy that would suck on toes, why do you think Sylvia likes him so much?
I'm moving on to Jason Momoa.
Please leave a message after the tone.
It's Tuesday, guys. So give me and what Mahoney wants on this Tuesday. Play some of that Spice Girls, baby.
Message deleted.
No. I think we've had enough of the Spice Girls.
But we've got a new feature that we'll be introducing tomorrow.
Just kidding.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We are just getting word. I can't do this.
It's top stories.
Oh boy, you guys, if you're security experts, you can't do something like this. It sort of detracts from you being a security expert. So a couple of guys who are security experts from the Department of Energy in Idaho drove to San Antonio, Texas in March of 2017 with a sensitive mission to retrieve dangerous nuclear materials from a nonprofit research lab there to ensure they got the right items. A specialist from Idaho brought radiation detectors and sample of the dangerous materials to calibrate them, specifically a plastic-covered disc of plutonium.
Oh,
when they stopped
plutonium. You stopped at fire, you know, that you can make nuclear weapons out of.
It is one of the most valuable and dangerous substances on Earth.
Oh, boy.
Well, they stopped at a Marriott located just off Highway 410
in a
high crime neighborhood. They left those sensors in the back seat of their rented Ford Expedition.
Oh, good.
When they woke up the next morning, the window had been smashed and the nuclear materials had vanished.
Plutonium. Wait a minute. Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
Yeah. So somebody, probably not knowing what they stole, broke into their vehicle and stole the plutonium.
Do we know if it's radioactive? I mean, we know plutonium is radioactive, but in the condition that they stole it, is it radioactive?
It's been a year, and officials still have no idea what became of this.
Oh, my God. I thought that was recent.
It's March of 2017 when this happened, and here we are in July of 2018.
It has to have some kind of, like, repercussions to the person who stole it, right?
Well, yeah. If you're stealing plutonium, like, that could be considered a terrorist act, first and foremost. But also, hey, scientists... from the Department of Energy.
No, it's not even scientists. These are security experts whose whole job was to safely transport this stuff, and you leave it in the back seat of your car when you go
at
take a
Marriott?
Snooze? You moron.
Should have stayed at a Holiday Inn Express.
So a West Jordan, Utah man is facing charges after fleeing from police on a stolen motorcycle during a traffic stop. They said it was a simple traffic violation. They went to go pull him over Saturday night about 8 o'clock, and the guy on the motorcycle quickly sped off. And they were like, well, we should chase him. Then they're like, you know what? Never mind. I recognize that guy. His name is Brandon, and we've run into him before. Let's just go to his house and wait for him. And so they did. About an hour after the police stopped, he showed up at his house and was taken into custody without further incident.
Some good police work right there.
They're just like, let's just go hang out at his pad. And there he is. A Virginia man bought a $300,000 McLaren. It was the 720S, and then one day later, crashed it into a tree and totaled the entire thing because he was speeding.
This is why, if you don't have, I don't know, the experience driving a supercar like that, maybe you hold off on spending the $300,000 on that McLaren.
Yeah, and make sure that you get the gap insurance, too. Because if you buy a car, you know, the second that you drive it off a lot, of course, there's going to be a depreciation because it's no longer a brand new car. And your insurance only covers the value of the vehicle. And so if you owe, say, $300,000 on it, but now all of a sudden it's worth $240,000, that accident not only injured you, non-life-threatening injuries, thankfully, but it's going to cost you, say, $60,000 on top of it.
What do you think is that your deductible? Is for a McLaren. And also, if you're the insurance agent who just insured that's got to be the worst policy of your career, right?
Son of a, yeah.
It's a house. You just crashed a house.
Yeah, yeah. Most people have, you know, a $300,000 car, and they'll leave it in their garage because they're the super rich people who don't need to drive it every day.
They're just collecting it. Yeah, they're going to make more money on the car because it becomes a collector's item down the road.
Yeah. And finally, if you are in charge of a nursing home, this is not the way to go about treating people that are staying there. Two Florida nursing home employees are charged with duct taping a woman to a chair. A 67-year-old was duct taped to a chair, and they used tape to cover her mouth because they were tired of hearing her talk.
These people need to be thrown into the ocean. They need to be duct taped and thrown into the ocean.
Yeah.
Kerplunk.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, it's time for another show. Your chance to win some wristbands for Third Thursday going on at the Downtown Grand.
It's Know the Show with David Mahoney.
As you may have noticed, the fine attire that I am wearing in front of you.
Yeah. I did notice. Yes, you are wearing a blue palm branch
leaf
shirt.
The summer of has begun.
Ugh. Oh, boy. So Mahoney has dubbed this a name. It is the summer of blank, and he is wearing a certain type of shirt as your hint today.
Why are you hating on the lifestyle choices that I'm making that just make me feel more comfortable and more sure of myself? And, you know, I was just happened to be browsing some hats here, some fine Panama hats, and to be judging me for that too, Dave. I just want to keep the sun off my neck and out of my face when I'm outside enjoying a fine Nicaraguan cigar.
The first person in with the correct answer is going to get wristbands for Third Thursday at the Downtown Grand. It's going on this Thursday at 7 p.m. Now, there's going to be a bunch of the city's best gourmet food trucks, a live street art battle. There's going to be music playing, street games. Now, the thing is, this whole event is free, but with your wristband, you get free bevvies.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
So that's why you want to get your hands on these wristbands for Third Thursday, happening this Thursday at the Downtown Grand. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Sarah,
it is the summer of
Tommy Bahama. You're the best
around. Everything would look good.
It's just the summer of Bahama.
Summer of Bahama. But she was close enough. She gets it. Yeah.
Geez.
What do you think of a man as such as me dressed in this such casual, comfortable wear, Sarah?
It was made for you. You are what Tommy Bahama was made for.
That's right. I'm living my best life, and I think Dave's jealous. Dave's jealous of the Panama hat I'm going to be rocking soon.
I'm not jealous of either of those things.
You know, but just being able to be free.
I will gladly wear both of those things when I have totally given up and I am 65 years old.
Well, I'm engaged now, so.
Yes.
Oh, so everything changes?
Letting it go, baby.
No more skinny years.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot. spot, just the only one that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.